What does it mean to be humble? Does it mean that we have to put ourselves down? Does it mean that we think we have nothing good about us? Does it mean that we have to feel that we have nothing to contribute, that we're not good people? No, that has nothing to do with being humble. After all, we were all created in God's image. If we were created in God's image, then there has to be something positive about us, and we have to recognize that. So what does it mean to be humble? It means that first of all, we have to come to grips with our limitations. In this world, we live in a very, very limited place. This is a place where we will live for maybe 60 years or 70 years or 80 years, and after that, this life is gone. We go on to a greater life, to a better life in another world. That other world, a spiritual world, is a world that we will live in for eternity. But this world is very limited. And as such, almost everything physical that we deal with in this world is also limited. One day it's here, the next day it's gone. It can be a cookie, it can be a piece of cake, it can be an automobile, it can be a house, it can be money, it can be any kind of riches. But what happens to all of that after the 60 or 70 or 80 years? It's gone. We have no use for it anymore. It doesn't exist. So therefore, our desire should not be to have more and more and more of this world, because this world is going to come to an end. What we have to strive for are more spiritual things, the kinds of things that will strengthen our spirit, our soul, things that we will be able to take with us on our way to the next world. The other defining part of being humble means that we have to look at our own actions, our own deeds, and realize that also with them, we are limited. We do not always do something that's positive. As human beings, we act sometimes in negative ways. We act in ways in which we cannot be proud of. And we have to realize this, understand this, and we have to try to purify that. We have to try to take our actions, realizing that they're not all positive, and we have to fix them. We have to bring them up to a higher level. When we do that, when we realize that we're not perfect, when we realize that we have our faults, and we see those faults, and we try to find a way to fix them, to improve them, to make ourselves better people, this is what we call humble. This is not my idea. This is the idea that I read a few days ago in a new book that was published by Rabbi Abraham Isaac HaKohen Cook, the first chief rabbi of Israel. It's a fascinating idea. It's a very different way to look at what humble is, and it's something that I think we can all learn from.